This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined today by WLVR's Vice President of News, Jim Deegan. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Brad. Thanks for having me.
Well, when I relocated to the Lehigh Valley from New York City just before the pandemic, I was struck by one thing: so many trains, but no passenger rail to NYC, Philly, or other points west. This week, we heard about a new step that moves toward changing that.
Yep, our own Hayden Mittman reported on a plan by PennDOT and the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission to study the feasibility of passenger rail and the timetable that it would happen here in the Valley. It's been a long, long time since passenger trains came and went from the Lehigh Valley, 40 years between here and Philadelphia, and I want to say 60 years since you could hop on a train and get to New York City.
Wow. It's amazing, given there's so much track laid, but of course it's controlled by Norfolk Southern, I believe, and they're a freight line, and they have no real interest in adding Amtrak to their rails.
Yeah, but that may be changing. I mean, this you know, the announcement of this study is significant in that it's really the first time they're setting the stage to secure funding. Ryan Meyer from the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission says that it's the first local study that would meet federal Department of Transportation requirements to secure funding.
Never has a U.S. DOT compliance study of this type been undertaken in the region.
Yeah, so this study is going to begin within the next couple of months, and it probably won't be finished for a year. So even after a year, we're still talking a long time before we might ever see the resumption of passenger rail traffic in the Valley.
Hayden said it could be a decade away, even if everything goes right. But it really would change the whole character of the Lehigh Valley if it became a commuter community to those big cities of Philadelphia and New York.
We've had so many people move into this area over the last 25 years who were from the New York City area, and even folks moving up from Philadelphia.
Well, Music Fest wrapped up Sunday. Most of the infrastructure, the stages, the traffic barriers and things have been cleaned up. How did it go overall?
I think, you know, it was a banner year for Music Fest. It was really the first you know, no COVID restrictions. Of course, Music Fest was virtual in 2020. We did have it last year in 2021. But big crowds this year. The weather was fantastic. There were, you know, some issues. They had a shooting on Saturday night, the second to last night of the festival, that I think shook some people up. But attendance overall was, well, it broke a record, Brad.
I know 1.2 million or maybe a little bit over that. So it broke the record set in 2019. And they also announced 2023 dates as August 5th through August 14th. So listeners can mark their calendars to either get ready to rock out at Music Fest or maybe leave town and avoid the crowds. I spoke this week with Carol Ritter, who is the board chair of the Bethlehem Food Co-op. That was an interesting conversation.
And this, Brad, now it's not at the level of passenger rail, but this is a story that also has been years in the making. The Bethlehem Food Co-op, I mean, there was talk of starting that 10, 12, 15 years ago, but they're getting closer to the finish line.
That's one of the amazing things about it, is just that they already have over 1,000 members, and that's for a store that isn't open yet, that's currently just a hole in the ground waiting for a foundation. They still need to raise about $160,000 before opening, which is scheduled for next summer. But of course, construction projects being what they are, you never know for sure. Carol Ritter told me that one of the ways they were going to raise the remaining funds is by selling naming rights to parts of the store. I personally would like to own the hot chili pepper bin. Jim, if you could sponsor one part of the Bethlehem Food Co-op, what would it be?
Oh, boy, Brad, I don't know you're going to like the answer to this question. I don't know if they'll have a snack food aisle.
You're going to sponsor the chips, eh? Well, thanks so much for joining us, Jim.
Thanks, Brad. Happy to be here.
That's Jim Deegan, the VP of News here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.